Glory to Jesus Christ. One seminarian shared this story at the seminary with us. When he arrived at his assigned parish, he did his duties that were assigned to him by the priest. And after everything was finished, he put on his vestments and he tried to prepare himself for the liturgy. He did not know that the first liturgy would be his worst. Imagine this. 5 minutes before liturgy, you are sitting in the pew, you are sitting, and you could close your eyes, and you would not know if you were at the groceries or at the church. There was so much noise and talking. It is not good. But then there was even something worse, he said. There was an old lady who carelessly came to church while the priest was already incensing, greeted loudly all her friends, while the priest had to go around her to finish incensing, sat down in her pew, and didn't get up until communion time. When the priest closed the royal doors, her voice was the first one to be heard. It was loud, and others too. And then when the priest took him to church lobby and introduced him to everybody, that lady came to him and said, "I don't like when seminarians come to our church because you make the show last longer." "You heard me right," he said. She said, "Show." He continues that his response was to her that if I knew that she doesn't like us in the church, I would serve much slower. And then he walked away. You could tell that he was really angry, and also he was really sad. You could see it in his eyes. I understand why he was upset, but we have to understand that it might not be her fault. This explanation is simple. She did not receive good formation. She was probably formed by her baba. That is what the formation ended. It's not good. We as Christians have a duty to pray and to grow towards union with Christ. That is our main goal. This is why we get baptized. There are many duties that we as Christians have. One of those duties is preparation for the divine liturgy. And I actually will dare to say that preparation for divine liturgy is the most important for Christians, because it joins us directly to Christ. The communion does not go poof when we receive it. It goes to our stomach, which is the closest, one of the closest organs to our heart when we receive it. And it's up to us how long it stays there. Think of St. Mary of Egypt. She could keep the communion alive for 47 years and then received it again before her repose. So that's twice she took the communion. What about us? 5 minutes before a bad thought or desire comes and destroys the grace that was given to us? Preparation for divine liturgy is important. There are many ways how one can prepare. And I'll share with you just three basic ones, how we can prepare. First one is fasting. I think this is the hardest and yet the simplest way how one can prepare to receive Eucharist. When we read the lives of fathers of the church, we can see that they would fast from water and food to break down their body and to prepare it for food and bread of eternal food. They made sure that the food and drink that touches their lips is the food and drink of life. They took care of their soul first. Second one is spiritual reading. The spiritual reading creates an atmosphere where we can meditate on the Word of God or be guided by the holy saints. Spiritual reading is an aid that is done to make our mind keep busy and focused on Christ. Usually, at most times, the reading knocks on the heart to wake it up. The third one is prayers. Prayers are the most extensive part of preparation. They are the most difficult ones to achieve. But what do we do? But what do those prayers do? If we read them, we are reminded of our weakness, of our wretchedness. They reveal how sinful we are. Talk about awakening the conscience. They are not easy to read because if we do them correctly, we have a huge urge to go to church early, see the priest, and confess what was awakened in our conscience. But that is not all. Those prayers offer hope, hope of salvation and true understanding what we are about to receive. If it's done correctly, our heart becomes soft. We become like a sponge that is ready to soak in everything. We will soak in the petitions, the Word of God, and then at the end of the liturgy, Christ Himself. There are many more things that could be said about preparation for the Divine Liturgy, but I will just say one more thing that you can join us with. Some of you who are the early comers to church could experience the service that is done before the liturgy. The priest and the deacon are performing the service of Kairos, the service of God's time. This short service is powerful service. The priest and deacon suspend time, which we call tick-tick time or chronos, and we enter the time of Kairos, the God's time. The service symbolizes the time of Christ's incarnation and reminds us that at that time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Literally at hand. During these prayers, the priest first says the Trisagion prayers, followed by Troparia for repentance. The priest and deacon do this in order to suspend time, to lay aside all worldly thoughts, purify themselves, and acknowledge their sinfulness before God. This is done because during the Divine Liturgy, the Christian body becomes the place where the Lord is glorified. Then the priest and deacon say prayers and venerate the icon of Christ and Theotokos, to bring into the mind mystery of divine economy in its entirety. This small service that does not last a long time in Chronos, but at the same time, the service stops time in spiritual manner, where one enters the time where God rests and awaits for us. Kairos time was, is, and will be at the same time. It is important to know this because it gives us true meaning to the Divine Liturgy itself. St. John Chrysostom explained this time well. He writes, "Thus, the sacrifice is one. The sacrifice that was offered then is the one we offer now. The sacrifice that is never expanded. Therefore, priest, deacon, and the faithful enter the time of Kairos, where the Divine Eucharist is a sacramental extension of the Last Supper. Our modern day celebration and the celebration that happened over 2,000 years ago has no difference. It is happening at the same time, same exact time. It is the time of Kairos. We directly engage in preparation for the mystical supper. It's like we would be another half of that table joining them during mystical supper. This is why the personal preparation for divine liturgy is so important. When you enter the church, you enter God's time, and you leave what we know as time. You enter the time where you can meet the Lord one on one. And when we are worthy of it, He enters us. I understand that this might be setting bar too high, and that is okay. It is only for our benefit to know where we can grow deeper. Everyone is on different path toward Christ. Everyone needs a tailored path at the beginning, which can be given to you by the priest. You cannot do it on your own. If you are not growing in spiritual life, if you are just doing the same thing for X many years out of habit, we decline and we become numb in our conscience towards the Word of God, towards Christ Himself that we unworthily receive. But if we grow in spiritual life, if we correctly prepare ourselves, we will be yearning more and more to meet our Lord when the Divine Liturgy starts. Let us start. Each small step will open for us knowledge that comes from above. Let us start to live life we are supposed to live as Christians. We have opportunity to enter God's time. Let us not waste it. Saint Michael, the Archangel, and all the angels, intercede for us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, give the blessing.